little word of warning that this podcast contains swears and use of explicit sexual language. Therefore, it is not suitable for anyone under the age of 18 or anyone who thinks role-playing is only done with a couple of baps. Hello all, welcome back to the Smut Drop. This is your weekly roundup to the more eccentric side of sex and relationships from metro.co.uk. I'm Miranda Kane, and on this week's show I'll be looking at cost-effective ways to keep the intimacy in your relationship, speaking to Aviv Ben about role-playing, and I'll be reading your role-play disasters. If you like what you hear, then please go rate, review, subscribe, wherever you get your finest podcasts, and I hope you're ready because I've got lights, camera, and I'm ready for action. Hello, 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 dear listener. Oh, are you feeling glib over the cost of living crisis? I am not surprised. How is anyone supposed to take time to chill out and enjoy a bit of intimacy when even supermarkets are limiting cucumbers? You are not alone if spending pennies on your relationship isn't a priority right now. Sex toy retailer Love Honey did a survey revealing the ways that couples are trying to cut back. Over a third of respondents said that they're having more at-home dates. Just to save cash, you know, don't go to the pub, or they're not going to the restaurant as much. And a lot of people are spending a lot less on holidays with their partner. Now, obviously, people are having to be a bit more frugal, but remember, it's still important to keep the spark alive. So I found an article on metro.co.uk this week called Budget-Friendly Ways to Boost Intimacy in Your Relationship When Money's Tight. And here are some excellent tips. So for a start, turn the heat up, not the heating. Hey, see what they did there? So 20% of the people who responded to Love Honey's survey said that they considered having sex in lieu of turning on the heating. And I say, go for it. Go on, get the body squishing together. After all, it's going to raise your body temperature, gets the blood rushing, and it's free. Okay, well, sex with me isn't free, but you know what I mean. They also suggested going sex toy window shopping. So 48% of sex toy users said buying or browsing for a new sex toy helped them stay connected to themselves or to their partner. And 53% said that simply browsing for a sex toy was enjoyable. So you don't even have to purchase one. Just, you know, go and check out the couple section online. Make time for solo fun. Even if you live with a partner, it's important you both make time for masturbation. Not only does it relieve stress, but it also makes sex seem more of a bit of a special event. Annabelle Knight, who's the sex and relationship expert for Love Honey, said that masturbation and sexual activity in general releases loads of hormones like dopamine and serotonin, and all that makes us feel a lot more relaxed, especially when we get an orgasm from it. So it can have a really nice sedating effect on us, and our bodies naturally recover from the physical effects, which in turn also helps us to get to sleep, just in case you might be feeling a bit stressed out from it all. If you want more advice on keeping things intimate, stay tuned, because this week's guest has got some doozies. Ladies and gentlemen, gays and theys, if you're anything like me, then acting out your sexual role plays can often mean you end up stuck in your own head, or even worse, just killing it with the cringe. So I've called on this week's guest to help me figure out how to stay in the moment. He's the man behind Realized Fantasies, a new audio storytelling platform that leads people to have better sex through immersive fantasies. Ooh, it's Aviv Ben-Menachem. Hello, Aviv. How are you?
Hey, Miranda. Thank you for inviting me on your show. Happy to be with you and discuss role play fantasy and much more.
I am so excited about it. I think people are genuinely so curious as to how they can even start their role play fantasies, but without getting awkward. Is that something you find that a lot of your customers are coming to you for?
Definitely. Being something else from our regular selves is challenging. Getting out of your skin or your character, you know, could be very weird sometimes and odd. So that's why, you know, we created Realize Fantasy to help couples take the step towards role play without feeling the oddness and, you know, the embarrassment that usually happens when you do it yourself.
What was the inspiration behind it?
Great question. So me and my wife were married already 15 years and, you know, we take some vacations every now and then. And one time when we came back from a vacation, we wanted to continue the energy and the vibe of the vacation, which was on a beach in Miami. So we basically role played as strangers on a beach and it was really cool. And then I started to think more about the process of how role playing could be more immersive, more, I guess, truthful or authentic, so that when you role play, you don't feel like you're making up stuff that doesn't make sense, but actually bringing yourself and your partner into context in which you could really experience a new way to have to make love. And so then I thought, what could really enhance the experience? So music was the first thing, and then we thought about audio and other different things that we could incorporate. So one of them I thought was, you know, why think of all the lines, you know, that you're trying to, you know, get into character while you're actually making out with your partner? That's a little bit stressful. Why not have the lines in the audio itself recorded? So that's when I started experimenting with what we have now, which is Realize Fantasy, which basically gives couples scenarios, stories, which they could play out, but not only play out and be sort of, you know, following the audio, but also be the characters themselves. So each character, each partner gets between 8 to 12 lines. They record them. They sort of get an idea of what the story is about, but not 100% because we don't give out the story beforehand. And once they record their parts, which takes about 5 minutes, we weave them into the programs themselves. And then you could listen to yourself and your partner play out a real fantasy, which is really cool. So that when you start to, you know, make out and foreplay and get into, you know, into the heat with your partner, you don't have to make up anything. You're already basically in a story. And that's something that I don't think anyone has done from what I've seen and from our experience, couples really enjoy.
Yeah, no one's done it. From what I know, no one's done it when it comes to sexual role plays. But I do remember as a child getting the immerse yourself adventure books.
Right.
But this was more where your nana would buy you a book and you were suddenly in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Whereas this is a completely different scenario. But mind you, it may also include one woman and seven men. Who knows? I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. So what it's doing is it sounds like it's taking away the need to improvise and having to think on your feet, which I think can be quite stressful, isn't it? When you're trying to be, because you've got so much to think about when you're trying to be sexy, you're trying to remember everyone's limits and be consensual and everything. Is that something that you had to do a lot of research around when you were developing the platform?
Definitely. So yeah, we try to understand what causes couples to continue the routine and not explore, you know, with role play. And we found out that it takes a lot of work, right? Getting, you know, into a costume or into a character or even thinking about, you know, scenarios. And so people just say, okay, forget it. It's too much work. Maybe I'll do it on a birthday or on a special event. And then they fall to the routine. It's a little bit like food, right? Every day we have to prepare dinner and preparing, you know, food, which is very delicious and you really want to enjoy, takes a lot of energy and time and, you know, preparing, et cetera. So it's the same thing with sex. I mean, with sex, you could have the regular routine sex. But if you really want to enhance your sexual pleasure with your partner, you're connecting with your partner, your relationship, you have to put in some energy. And what we're creating is sort of a shortcut to that. We're giving you hundreds of different scenarios, hundreds of different stories. All you have to do is choose. So it's like Netflix. I mean, you choose whatever scenario you want, you record the lines, and then you're free to experience yourself as, you know, the prince, you know, saving the princess, the BDSM couple trying a new king, the boss and the secretary, and many, many different other scenarios that we created. What we found out in our research is that people like to play, but there are two things that they don't want to feel. They don't want to feel foolish, and they don't want to work too hard. So we're really working hard into creating programs that don't make them feel foolish and that are not hard to basically create and enjoy from.
So how do you start with the cringe? How do you stop feeling awkward? It seems quite an anathema, I think, to a lot of people, unless you've got a bottle of tequila on standby.
Right. So in our research, we divided groups into couples who already role played and couples who didn't role play yet. Couples who role played, it was easier to get them into and start experimenting with our programs. But couples who didn't role play yet, we said, first of all, let's put you on the first step. And the first step for role play is to change the setting, to change the ambience. So don't get into any character just for a few weeks. Put on music of a place where you'd like to be. So oriental music, you know, for trying to make a vibe, you know, an Eastern vibe, you know, forest music with rain, maybe if you want to imagine yourself in a cabin. And no role play at all. Just the music itself could change the feeling of where you are and what you're experiencing. Then we told them after that, the next step is once you're more comfortable with the new setting, the new ambience, is to take the next step, which is getting into character. And we found out that taking them step by step, like baby steps like that, helps a lot. And it eliminates the cringe because they familiarize themselves with getting out of what they're used to doing. So first it's the music, then it's the sound, the recordings, the lines. And it was successful. They went through a journey, those couples that haven't had experience with role play, which took them from zero role play to full role play in a few weeks. And that's what we recommend to couples who, you know, feel awkward, et cetera. Start slow. Start with music and then go up the ladder.
Can a change in location help? I know you're saying like put the, you know, the sounds on and everything, but sometimes it's quite nice. Like I found just going into a hotel room, if you're surrounded by your clutter of your daily life,
definitely.
And if you've got kids or something, sometimes just getting out of it and just going, right, we've got these 12 hours in this hotel room.
100%. I agree. A change of setting is a great way to sort of jumpstart the way to role play. But the issue is, it's hard. It's hard to get out of our daily routine. And, you know, especially if you have kids and you're raising a family, etc. So you could do that once in a while, and that's great. But we want to introduce it with Realized Fantasy for, you know, the daily sexual encounters that you have with your partner. You could always use your imagination, and that's what we bring forth to the table, an imagination enhancer, without moving, going to the hotel or to the vacation, which is, that's the maximum imagination enhancer, because you're really, as you've said, getting out of your regular life. But, you know, even in the regular daily life, we could do that through imagination.
So let's step it up a notch, because you've got your normal programs, but then you've got the explicit ones.
Right.
So what takes it from the usual kind of, hey, because it's all sexy role play. It's all very sexy. So what steps up to the explicit ones?
Great question. So in our research, we found out an interesting fact. About 40% of the couples told us that they'd feel cringed if they hear, you know, sexual, pornographic, or sort of very explicit terms in the audio that they're listening to, in the story that they're listening to. So they said, we want to get up to the foreplay and that's it. And we don't need more than that. I mean, we could take it on from there. And about 60% of the couple said, no, we want to hear the whole thing. We want to get into the detail, into the erotic stance and the sex act itself.
They want to hear a couple of pussies and cocks going on, don't they? You can sweat with a smut dropper, Veeb. You can say it all here, don't worry.
So what we did is almost every program, because some programs are only explicit and some programs are only non-explicit, but I'd say about 90% of the programs have two versions. One is non-explicit, in which it stops after the foreplay. So, you know, a man kisses and fondles and et cetera, but there's no real sex. And then you have the explicit, which goes into the sex act itself, which also, by the way, includes lines which the couples have to record. That includes sexual lines for, you know, example, you know, rock me hard or any other lines that may be.
I know you had to really, I can see you reaching deep in within yourself there. You, I don't know whether you've got anyone else in the office around you, but it, just in case, I can see the little blush coming on your face and your eyes going, oh, I'm going to have to say it here. I'm going to have to say it.
In the beginning, it was really awkward for me because I don't come from a background of, you know, sexual, you know, the sex industry and all of that. At all. I mean, I come from the e-commerce world.
So what made you go from e-commerce and launch your own sex platform?
I saw a need. I saw that couples fall into routine, get bored. I saw husbands that go on porn and leave their wives frustrated. I saw that imagination in relationships really need a boost. And I saw that there's a market and there's a need in the way couples experience themselves. And, you know, besides, as you said, the best way is to go out on a vacation, change settings and go out there. But, you know, it's not the only way that we could approach this. And I think that the sex industry in general is very focused on the physical, right? So you have a million sex toys, 10,000 dildos, you know, creams, pills, Viagra, et cetera, et cetera. What about the imagination? And, you know, we know that the mind is the most sexiest organ in the body, because you could be very, very, you know, sexy in terms of how you look and what you're wearing, etc. But if you're not turned on, that doesn't matter at all. And on the opposite side, you could be very non-sexy. You could be, you know, in your pajamas or whatever. But if you're turned on, then that changes everything. So playing with imagination, playing with settings, playing with fantasy, it's something that I think is going to be the new frontier for the sex industry, the sex tech, and we're experimenting with that.
And I think it's also been really interesting because we're talking about the world of audio, and audio seems to be such a brilliant way to explore your fantasies because it is all up to you, and you're not having to watch porn and someone else, you know, try to act out what's in your head. Instead, I think throughout lockdown there was, I don't have the stats in front of me, but it said that audio porn was on the rise because a lot more people were listening to it, maybe because they didn't feel, you know, at first because they didn't feel comfortable watching porn whilst they're at home with everyone. But now it's kind of stayed. So we've got this really interesting, you know, world where people are more comfortable in moving into audio erotica. And we've got, look at this, we've got like sex and relationship podcasts now where we're, you know, especially women, I think, would like to hear more from it.
Right. And I think that when you take the visual out of the picture, it removes all of the, I'd say, maybe jealousy that could come up, comparisons that people could make from themselves and others. When you have audio, you have a story. And you could imagine, you know, the characters and be the characters with realized fantasy in a way that video, you can't.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree that audio is very powerful. And also, by the way, watching something, you know, watching a movie or porn or whatever, and making love is a little bit, you know, fighting each other because either you're watching or you're doing something.
What has been some of the surprising things that you've learned on this journey? Going from e-commerce and going, oh, I think I found a hole in the market, and then found yourself in the depths of the sex industry. What's been something that you've been surprised about?
I've been surprised about the way that, well, we mostly deal with the American crowd, right? The American market. And we found out that, although, you know, it's 2023, there's a lot of skepticism and I'd say shyness towards you know, fantasy and role play. It's one thing to do it, you know, by yourself, listening to audio porn, etc., on your own, as a single or even in a relationship. But talking about it and creating a program together with your partner is a new level of opening up, which is an obstacle. And we found out that, you know, people are more open to audio porn and on their own than introducing it into their relationship and into their bedroom with a partner. I guess it's about, you know, being vulnerable and creating an open relationship in which you're able to, you know, tell your partner, hey, I think this is interesting. I want to explore this.
But how do you start that conversation? Like, you know, you're just having your baked beans and potatoes. Like you said, your boring dinner, and you want to move on to something a little more exciting. So how do you start that? How would you recommend starting that conversation?
I think both partners, especially in long-term relationships, understand and feel that without spicing things up, things get stale. So I think that the conversation should usually comes up naturally in one form or another. So either it's not, by the way, always, it doesn't always come through to the sex itself, right? It's like, let's spice our life up, right? Let's go out and do this, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes people don't recognize that what they're missing is not, you know, going out on a date or a vacation, et cetera, but it's actually the act itself that needs a little bit of a change. So I think I recommend couples to start with baby steps. Like, honesty is a great way to communicate. But if you don't want to scare out your partner, as we've said to our couples that, you know, had no role play experience, that we wanted to get them to the first step. Hey, what do you think about putting on, you know, a different, you know, soundtrack, or even introduce a soundtrack to when we make love? What do you think about bringing in some book that we could read together, or some audio that we could listen to? So taking baby steps towards that change should open up a conversation. And after, I think the next key step would be to talk about after making love and after having sex. Oh, that was great. What could we do next time? How could we learn from this experience and, you know, try different novelty ideas towards our next time we have sex, and not, you know, fall into the routine again?
Yeah, you don't have to launch straight into, if you're, you know, a blue collar couple in your 50s, you don't have to launch into the American footballer and cheerleader stereotypes. Right. You can just be a naughty blue collar couple.
Exactly.
What would be your bit of advice if you could go back to when you were, was it in Miami or Florida? You were lounging around with your wife. Mm-hmm. What would be your piece of advice that you would go back to that couple, Aviv of the future, mm-hmm. having experienced all those board meetings and all that research, and you go back to Mr. and Mrs. Aviv, mm-hmm. and you're about to do your Havana pool boy role play, what would be your first bit of advice for them?
I think the advice would be to be playful and not think about it too much. I think the advice would be sometimes overthinking could, you know, kill spontaneous acts. You know, don't get into the specifics of, you know, what the scenario is, etc. Just flow. And take it from the end, and also let your partner put in her feedback as to what she wants to be, how she wants to act, and flow with it and see how it goes. And I think that putting, you know, fantasies and role play into a fun context and not into a stressful context is very, very important for, you know, for making it successful.
And what about the future? Where does the future lie when it comes to all of this?
I think that the future lies in where we understand more and more about what couples want, how to create more immersive fantasies. For example, one of the sort of genres that we're looking into is not about sex at all. It's about sort of a romantic foreplay in which couples talk about feelings, something that could a framework that could help them open up to each other through play, through fantasy. I mean, psychologists use it in various ways, but not in sort of the way that we're exploring. Other ways, other interesting things that we're looking into is programs that are created by one side. Because what if your partner wants to surprise you, right? And they want to tease you with, you know, with a cool program that they're, you know, a sexy librarian. And they don't want you to know that they created a program because they want to surprise you. So surprise programs like that, you know, require just one side to record their lines and get a program done. Other interesting things that we're looking into are guides, which require no recordings, but they're sort of like a couple enters into, for example, a sanctuary of love. And there's a sort of a guide that tells them what to do.
Aww.
And that's like a step-by-step, but not like technical. Like more, you love your wife, tell her, you know, what you feel about her right now. I know that you're feeling aroused. What do you think about taking off her clothes, et cetera, et cetera. And so leading them through a sort of journey into where they open up to each other and experience themselves through this guide. So that's something we're also experimenting with. Yeah, and a bunch of other ideas. I mean, this is the fantasy and roleplay world is really endless. So it's really fun and interesting to explore different aspects and different ways that could connect couples.
I love the sound of this because when people ask me, oh, the future of sex, the future of the sex industry, and I think they immediately think very much of the male gaze kind of, oh, it's going to be sex robots. And they're thinking it's going to be like sexy female robots or, you know, right. Role plays is going to be your VR headset and all this. But what you're talking about is intimacy, the future of intimacy, right. Getting together exactly. And talking to your partner and ways that you can talk to your partner and ways you can find out their fantasy and
exactly,
you know, it's not about like, oh, what's the most roughest, toughest ways to get your rocks off. It's what are the
exactly
more, what are the better ways that we can become more intimate with each other?
Exactly. Intimacy, erotica are one basically when they're together, they create a very pleasurable experience for couples. And, you know, as we've discussed before and you know, the physicality of sex, I think is, you know, overdone. The different machines and pills and whatever. I mean, we've done that. We've been there. We've experienced that. I don't think that we've experienced enough with intimacy and our minds and our imaginations. And I think I'd be happy to have to see more and more companies like us come into existence and bring to the market and to couples tools and ways and creative and interesting ways to explore this.
I think that sounds really like a lot more exciting. I think anything to do with intimacy sounds way more exciting than you know, all these wild various ways of, you know, getting your rocks off and just leaving it at sex. And I'll be honest, Aviv, my 2023 calendar is looking a bit dry. So if you need any voices for the guides, I think you can tell that by my timbre. Come in and welcome to my chapel of love, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice. Thank you. Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Aviv. Where, if people want to find more information, where can they find you?
Just log on our site, www.realizedfantasy.com, and enjoy yourselves.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Aviv.
Thank you.
My thanks to Aviv Menachem there. Oh, so interesting. And I love what he's saying about going back to basics, starting with baby steps. Do you know what? Because I think this is where I'm spinning out when it comes to role plays. As soon as someone says, oh, I want to try doing a role play, nurses and doctors or you're the maid, I instantly start thinking about where the hell am I going to find a size 28? PVC maid uniform. And it doesn't have to be that way. It's all more about just setting the scene, which you can do with a bit of audio, setting the ambiance. And, you know, it's sex. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's not supposed to be the next Andrew Lloyd Webber production. So go back to baby steps, go back to basics and have fun. Anyway, speaking of fun, let's have a route around my fun bags. Last week, I asked you for your saucy tales of raunchy role plays and you did not hold back. So Sierra on Insta, she says, just a tip, don't make saucy role plays based around things your kids might become obsessed with in the future. Pirate fun was great when we were child free, but 10 years later and the kids' wallpaper makes me cringe. Oh, I can imagine all that high seas fun and then you have to stare at it day in, day out. God knows what happens at birthdays. Callie on email, she said that she took a hotel break with my husband and wanted to try the whole strangers meeting in a bar to have a sordid affair scenario. So I'm waiting at the bar, looking slick AF, and my husband starts chatting me up. After a couple of drinks, he goes to the loo and the barman comes over, gives me a smile and drops an Ask for Angela bar mat on the table. Is my husband a creep? Oh my God. So if you don't know, Ask for Angela is a thing within bars and restaurants where if someone is being maybe harassed by someone else, then you go to the bar and you ask for Angela, and then the bar people will help you get away from the scenario. You know, they're generally there to help you out. But I don't think it's meant to be used if you're having a date with your own husband. Oh, maybe he was just coming on a bit strong. Maybe he was just really excited, Kelly, but that's brilliant. Kelly, she said on Twitter, "We tried the casting couch and ended up in a very real argument when my boyfriend said he wouldn't give me the very fake part in his very fake movie." We're not allowed to try role plays anymore. Oh, taking a little bit too seriously. I'd have given you the part, Kelly. I'm sure you were award winning. Next week, we're going to be discussing period sex. Do you like it? Do you want it? What are your period sex stories? Spill everything. Pun intended. You can slide into my DMs. Just look out for Miranda Kane on Twitter, TikTok and Instagram, or email smutdrop@metro.co.uk. I'm Miranda Kane. Smutdrop was produced by Pineapple Audio Production for metro.co.uk. And if you're enjoying this weekly drop of chaotic erotic, leave me a nice review. In the meantime, I'm going to be back to prick up your ears next week. And remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do. But if you do, then name it after me.